I went to play a game today. Does that make you feel like you could melt? Yeah? I know how much you love Miss Wendy's games. Well, if you want to play, start stroking now. You can stroke however you like. It's completely up to you. We're going to have so much fun. If you've been one of my boys for a while now, you might remember playing a game kind of similar to what we're going to be playing today, but there is one important difference. I set a timer for a random amount of time, and I started it when I told you to start stroking. Does sound familiar? Good boy. Playing games with me. Now you must stroke until the timer runs out, at which point I'll simply say hands off. But when I say hands off, it means hands off. No more stroking. No more touching. No buffer zone where I give you time to stroke yourself over the edge. Nope. So, if you want to come today, you'll have to make sure you make yourself come before the timer runs out. Before I tell you hands off. But no matter what, you must keep stroking throughout the duration of the timer. Even if you come, you must keep stroking until I say hands off. Clear? Oh, good boy. I wonder how you'll play it. I know you, your brilliant little mind, trying to work out the best possible outcome, a strategy that you use. Maybe you'll play it safe. Just barely tease yourself. Not even really an edge, right? Or maybe you'll lightly edge a couple of times, but not really risk coming. I mean, you have denied yourself for me before. Maybe you're content with not really playing my game. But there's no fun in that. And I wouldn't let you not play if I were there. Maybe you'll get right to the edge. And just barely, before pushing yourself over it, I'll tell you to stop. You were so close. You'd just be left with blue balls. So desperate to come, my unlucky boy. But it's these risks that you boys love, isn't it? Because if you do get to come, you know that there are boys that are unlucky. Maybe you will be my lucky boy and you'll make yourself come on time. But right after the first rope of spunk spurts out, I tell you to stop. Then you'd be ruining your orgasm, wouldn't you? As you watch the rest of your load dribble out, you'd be thinking, oh, if only it happened a little sooner. Maybe you'd be my extra, extra lucky boy. You'd time it just right and come and stroke yourself all the way through that blissful orgasm, milking yourself dry. And I'd tell you to stop right after. If that happened, I might be inclined to think you were cheating somehow. But my good boy, my lost boy, would never do that, right? I know, darling. So if you want to come, you'll most likely have to endure some post-orgasm torture. Just to be safe, you'll make yourself come way early, way before the timer goes off. But you're a good boy and you'll do what you're told, and you have to keep stroking. Your hand going up and down your pulsing cock. And it feels good at first. Really good. But then it starts to become uncomfortable. It's too sensitive. Every stroke, it tickles. And it hurts at the same time somehow. Only a little bit at first, but now it's too sensitive. I can't handle it. Your cock just wants to go soft, get a break. But you wanted to play this game, so you see it through, but the whimpering. Miss Wendy, please make it stop. But there's nothing I can do. You are the one stroking. And you can't stop because the timer hasn't finished counting down. But I get to watch your bucking hips trying to hold yourself together. Your body just can't take it. And it's a delicious, delicious agony. I wonder if you'll bring yourself around to an orgasm a second time. Have you ever had multiple orgasms back to back? If not, maybe you'll get to experience that today for the first time because you kept stroking after you came. Wouldn't that be a fun surprise? How much time is left on the timer? I wonder. My screen went dark. I'll just let it be. Maybe you've made yourself come already. Are you in blissful agony for me right now? Maybe there's a lot of time left and you're in agony. Or maybe you haven't come and there's only seconds. I don't know. Oh, maybe you peeked at the length of the audio. Did that happen? Are you trying to figure out when I'm going to stop based on that? I could have added some silent audio at the end. You know, pad the length. That's what I did last time. Or I could have kept the length the way it was. I wonder, what did I do? Maybe you're trying to listen for it in my voice. You figure I'll see the timer counting down close to zero, and my voice will speed up or slow down, trying to fit in that last thought I was having, that last tease before it goes off. But what if there is no timer and I'm simply reading off of a script? And when there are no words left to read, I'll tell you to stop. You just don't know. I wish I could be there with you. See your body writhing, your face contorting. Hear those unneutered moans, begs, and whimpers. I'd tie you down if I was there. Your arms to the head of the bed, your feet spread to the foot, and I'd sit on your stomach. I wonder if I'd be wearing panties. I wouldn't want you trying to twist your way out of my grip. Huh. I wonder if you think I was being nice. You'd think being restrained was the extent of the teasing. And as I stroked your beautiful cock, that I wouldn't be edging you, denying you. No tricks. If that was your assumption, I would think you don't know me very well. I'd bring you to orgasm, Pat, my lost boy. But I wouldn't take my hands off. You're about to thank me for not ruining your orgasm this time. But then you feel my grip tighten. And I start to stroke faster. You tell me it's too sensitive. You beg me to stop, but you wouldn't say our safe word. So I keep going. I can feel your hips trying to block. Hands off. Stop stroking. Oh, no more touching. Good boy. Oh, such an amazing visual image. You underneath me. My ass facing your direction. My hands having their way with you, bringing you to orgasm, maybe two orgasms, and just keep going. Tell me, what was your fate? Did I stop you right before you were about to come? Were you a lucky boy and I stopped you right as you were coming? What a lucky, lucky boy. Or did stopping give you some much needed relief from the post-orgasm torture? Did you make yourself come multiple times, maybe? This one has so many potential outcomes. Lady Luck of a different flavor. So tell me. Tell me what happened. Thank you for playing with me today, my sweet, sweet boy.